hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from a brand new podcast studios here, big time, Burleson, Texas, at Open Door Church. Guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number, I don't remember.
56.
Number 56, right? Is in the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. Okay, right on. In the first 56 words of the Declaration of Independence. And we're actually going to be talking about freedom today with this troublemaker right here. Pastor David, how are you, my friend?
Man, I'm so excited to be here. I know God's going to use this broadcast to set many people free.
It's going
to
be good, man. You're going to be joining us in about 15 minutes or so. And you come, man, your church is so compatible with us. And I've preached at your church a couple of times and been out to your crazy house. You know, you got this beautiful, beautiful house with tons of people living in it and your crazy church. And oh my gosh, man, I promise you, we are of the same tribe, brother.
There's no doubt
about it. So we're going to have a great talk today. As joining me from directly across this table is Miss Connie. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Have you been a good girl?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
You would have to ask Hunter.
I'm not going to ask him because he'll tell the truth. And then some say tomato, I say tamayo. Miss Rebecca Tamayo is here in the house today. How are you, Miss Press?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
It's a great day.
It is a great day. Mm-hmm. It's been a great, great day for me that I'll have to tell about someday in the future. But, guys, let's talk about current events before we introduce this guy. Because we have to get into how the Spirit of the Lord is moving today and what God is saying. I'd like to say, if you are watching us across any of our social media platforms, be sure and like this, be sure and publish this, do all the stuff, smash the buttons, say hello, and tell us where you're from. Yes. People like Jan, people like Sheila, people like Mark. Hello, Mark. Mm-hmm. And have you guys seen any other countries in there yet? Everybody was saying no sound. And then they said, there it is. So apparently we were late in getting our sound up today.
Yeah, we have South Africa.
Yeah, so South Africa is already in the house. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm sorry about that. And I would say that word, but I can't say it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it looks like just
it's
letters.
It's got like 25 syllables in it. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea. So anyway, I'm sorry for all you guys that we didn't have sound at the front of this. This is still a new studio. Our teams are working hard trying to understand the buttons that they are smashing. Mm-hmm. And so thank you guys for putting up with us.
Yeah, we got California in the house.
Yeah, Central California. Pasadena is here. Right, Pasadena MD. Yes. Oh, that's a different Pasadena. You know something about
Pasadena.
That is your Pasadena, isn't it, man? Yeah,
my people.
Yeah, so hey, do you know who Shelly G is? You have any idea? Do you? Pastor?
Oh, yeah. Sheila G.
Yeah. Do you have any idea who that is?
Yeah. Sheila G is one of our admins. Right on. He's an amazing leader, minister at our church.
Okay.
You guys looking at any other platforms that y'all can tell me?
Yeah. We got Canada in the house.
Come on, Canada.
We got Robin Day. William Blair. Mona. We got Lisa Bennett in the house.
Come on, Lisa.
Sarah Spencer and Susan Kerr.
Well, guys, continue to let us know where it is that you're watching from, because at the end of this, we will have questions. We're going to be talking about encounters. We're going to be talking about freedom. We're going to be talking about how the Spirit of the Lord rules and reigns and in these last days. Guys, listen, Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen.
I'm talking about way sooner than everybody thinks. Like, oh, it's probably another 40, 50 years. I don't think so. What if? For one thing, guys, we're actually supposed to be believing in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just the glorious return, but we have a great responsibility as watchers, right? Mm-hmm. That be ye watchful, the word of God says, to believe in the glorious, but also the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want to tell you guys, the Lord is gathering the eagles together, and one's going to be left. That whole thing, I was just reading through those scriptures, because there's this big prophetic thing of people seeing eagles on the top of mountains. And I just got through having a meeting where this guy had this vision, and the vision was there were 12 eagles on top of this mountain, and six of them were bald eagles, and six of them were golden eagles. And he said, hey, man, can you unpack that a little bit? And I said, well, let me talk into the bald eagle part of that. So anytime that you see something bald that is glorious, it has to do with an Elijah anointing. Go up, ye bald head, and go up, meaning the rapture of the church. Mm-hmm. talking about the end times, right? That's an end time Elijah outpouring. And then also where the eagle gathers, where the eagles gather, Jesus says that that's where the body is in the last days. Mm-hmm. He said, wherever the body is where the eagles gather. And that's also right as he's saying, want to be taken, want to be left behind. Mm-hmm. And he's like, whoa, you're kidding me. And so I'm like, nope, it's all the word of God. It's all right there, man. You're seeing good stuff. So guys, we got great news here today. We have good news. We don't have bad news. Last Saturday, it could have, guys, we didn't know whenever President Trump fell behind that podium, we had no idea if he was going to get up again. And I mean, it was a big deal. And I was like, holy Toledo, like wowzers. And then he got up and with the fist pump started saying, fight, fight, fight. And on Sunday, we would have had a very, very different day had we not seen this picture. That picture right there is one of the most prophetic pictures I've ever seen in my whole life. He's got blood on his ear, which is a sign of consecration for the priesthood. That's what I got. I mean, that picture right there is a sign of consecration for the priesthood. And so that's what Moses declared. Hey, I need you guys to put blood on your right ear, on your right thumb, and also on your right great toe. Mm. Like, why would you do that? Because you're consecrated now for priesthood. I think that there's a different President Trump before this and a different President Trump after this. Sir. And I think a big part of that is the 115. We found that scripture, 115. And I don't remember which 115 it is, but
I think it's Luke 115 that you're thinking about.
Is it? Maybe. It may also, isn't it Peter? Isn't it 1 Peter that says that we have to conform to the Holy One that called us?
1 Peter 1:15. Instead, shape your lives to become like the Holy One who called you.
That's exactly right.
1 Peter 1:15.
Okay, so you've been helping me out. You're one of my greatest researchers, Miss Connie, and we discovered 1:15 was a great big part of this because there was 115 days from the 17th.
From the 13th.
Thank you very much. Unto the day of the election, which is 11/5. Right. So you have 115 days. That's 115 until 115. And that scripture that we just gave is a 115 scripture.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You also found some other words that are in the Bible 115 times.
I did. It was so much fun. So in the Old Testament, Naba, N-A-B-A, which is the word for prophecy, is found 115 times. And in the New Testament, ecclesia or ecclesia, however you pronounce it, the Greek word for a church or a body gathered, is found 115 times.
Oh, where the body is, that's where the eagles are gathered. Right? That's a huge word for me today. I'm telling you, it's a huge, huge, huge word for me today. Let me see if I can bring this thing up just a tad. Ah, there it goes. That's good. Oh, no, it ain't. Let me just kind of... Kind of like me, it's just falling apart. There you go. There you go. Call you blessed. Well, my good friend Joseph Z saw my broadcast on the Daystar Television Network this week. Sir. I was there on Monday, which was so supernaturally serendipitous.
Yeah, on time.
Man, I'm telling you. And I want you guys to know that God Almighty has done that a bunch of times. That the day I was scheduled to be there was the day after a huge event. I was actually there the day after Brother Marcus Lamb died. And out of all the people in the world for that one to fall on, I was there. And you know what? I love those people, and they know I love them. And when I go to Daystar, or really when I go to any network, I don't just go in the green room and shoot the bull and then leave, go out on stage, put on my makeup, get out there, and then do the thing. I go and minister to everybody. And I mean, I'm like, show me your phone room. Show me the people that work in finances. Show me that. And I just go through the building and I lay hands on everybody and I pray for them.
Yes, sir.
And I'll also take lots of stuff. I think it's just important to take a bunch of freebies and just give it away to people and just go, how are you doing? How's your job? You know, what's going on? And, so you could imagine how I like to be with the actual families or with the hosts and whatnot. I haven't necessarily had this conversation with them, but like world famous people all over the world, when I get with them, I'm just like, hey, I want to have a very different kind of meeting with you here over the next few minutes. They're like, what do you want? I'm like, I just want to be your friend. I purpose not to know you except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. I just want to be your buddy. I just want to be your friend. You can trust me. I don't want any information out of you. I don't want any of that stuff. I just want to just be your friend. And I think in these last days, to bring the Father's heart, in order to bring people into sonship, you first have to bring them into friendship, right? Because it goes servanthood, and then it goes friendship, and then it goes sonship. Right? And so, man, oh, okay. Am I stealing your sermon, man?
No, just the Lord.
So come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. That is good.
So one of the way that you bring people into sonship is you bring them into friendship.
Yes,
so
sir.
Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, but now I call you friends because I'm going to tell you what's going on. But friendship is not enough. The whole reason to bring the covenant of friendship is to bring them into the revelation of the covenant of sonship, because friends do not receive the inheritance.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I was just talking to a guy a while ago, and God Almighty said, you know, the Lord spoke to me a while back, and this, I nearly fell out of my chair because God spoke to Leanna the same exact words, and said, now that you have moved from friendship into sonship, I need you to buy dirt, because inheritance comes with buying dirt. I need you to actually buy land. I don't need you to rent anything. Mm-hmm. I don't need stuff not paid off. I need you to own a piece of land. Wow. And me and Leanna have never owned anything. And she came back from, I don't know, she went to Uganda or she went to some dangerous place without me. Did what she does, and she's a crazy woman. And she came back, she said, the Lord said that since we are children of the living God, that we have to own dirt. And so we've been actually having this discussion. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, let's go ahead and let's just start doing that. So we're always looking for some little piece of property here, some little piece of property there or something. We're always looking so that we can actually put a flag in the dirt and say, this property is part of our dominion as children of God. And we want Jesus Christ to rule and reign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, this guy just got through telling me that. He's like, man, the Lord told me, I got to buy dirt. Dude, it's 111, by the way. 111. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. So Brother Joseph Z, I was on this show, and I was talking to them on Monday on Daystar Television Network, and today we saw that our good friend Joseph Z, one of the coolest prophetic voices in the United States right now, he actually got up on the morning that President Trump was shot and said, I heard a phrase, the shot heard around the world. It was that day he aired that. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty daggum cool.
He's speaking.
And so he got on his social media today, and he did this. Guys, watch this.
I'm going to give you a series of prophetic words that have been said that I found interesting. I'm sure I'm not going to cover all of them, but several of them that are very monumental, some of my own. And I'm going to share some from other prophets and other voices, because I believe God is speaking in the multitude of his voices right now. And we need to really begin to discern what he's saying. Keep discerning, as I always say. So let's start out with my friend, Troy Brewer, as he talks about in 2023, he had a word back in 2023 about the Malchus miracle involving the ear of the nation. Let's do this. Let's put this on the screen and let's watch this right now. Here's my friend, Troy Brewer. Watch what he has to say about the Malchus miracle.
If you're watching the news, you know by now that President Trump has just been attacked. The attack that came against him was at his face, but it actually clipped his ear. This is the year of the Malchus miracle. I said that at the beginning of the year. I said that at the New Beginnings conference that the Lord spoke and said, be looking for the Malchus miracle. I've been looking for it all year, which is just means that the ear is actually restored.
Mm.
Friends, hear me say this to you. The devil does not want this election to even take place. Pray that the election happens. There's still a deep breath from the Lord for the United States of America.
Come on.
Friends, stand with the body of King Jesus. Stand with Jesus and pray for this entire mess. More on this later. Boom.
Okay, and then I just saw this, but Troy has another clip I want to show you. He's on Daystar. Let's show this clip as well. He backs it up again.
Right, Troy Brewer,
he gives me a shout out. It's very kind.
Yes. What are your thoughts and what are you feeling about this weekend? We know a lot happened with Donald Trump. I wanted to see what you're thinking about it.
Well, we dodged a bullet and the whole world saw it.
Amen.
You know, it's a shot heard around the world, as my good friend Joseph Z prophesied just hours before that. And yeah, man, we literally dodged a bullet. And there's so many, it's such a great prophetic picture, because the young man.
I got
man,
that shirt in South shooter, Africa, by the way, guys.
Crooks. Well, hello. You know what that means? It means a collection of criminals. And I think
that's
it's
right.
So symbolic of the. culture of this day. And I also think too that Donald Trump turned at the exact moment. And I think that the voice of the Lord is saying today, turn at the exact moment dodge the bullet. I'm going to talk about that a whole lot today on Ministry Now.
I'll tell you, I've worked with Troy many times, and he's a dear, dear friend and a brother. And I'll tell you, when God speaks to this man, I really listen because the Lord has something to say.
Okay, well, that's my good friend, Brother Joseph Z. And if you're not aware of his ministry, man, you guys need to check him out. Man, we fully endorse him and love him. And he's a friend of this house, and he's a friend to our ministry, and he's here often, and we love him. So, yeah, so we just woke up to seeing that thing. I think that people are waking up to the realization that this event that took place is a prophetic shift.
Yes, sir.
In a tremendous way. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Amazing is that more in that video, Joseph goes on and talks about how there are a lot of people that have been offended by past prophetic words. Mm-hmm. And he reminds us, do not despise prophecy, and how in 1 Thessalonians, there's the scripture in chapter 5 that says, do not despise prophecies, test all things, hold fast to what is good, but don't throw out the prophetic word.
Come on, sister.
And you see why, because the Lord is speaking so clearly in our headlines, in our everyday life, in what's going on, especially now for our nation.
Yeah.
And it's just so powerful.
The conclusion that everybody came to, and I want to tell you guys, the conclusion is the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. The conclusions that everybody comes to, and they go, okay, this plus this equals this. And that's a lawyer's dodge. That's a lawyer's trick is what that is. Okay. Well, God is love, correct? Yes. Stevie Wonder is blind, right? Okay. Then God must be Stevie Wonder. No, that's not how that works. Okay. So it's like, okay, if this happens and that happens and that happens, the conclusion is where the deception is. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, I'm all I have is limited information, and I see this, I see that, I see this, and I see that, and it's all come together this way. So therefore, the conclusion is the voice of the Lord is no longer in prophecy. Man, that is a crazy conclusion to come to. Mm-hmm. Instead of everybody just going, this is a crazy day. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's 2020. Mm-hmm. COVID is hitting. Deception is everywhere. It is the big, whoa, man, we need to adjust this. They're putting paper on all the glass in Philadelphia so that nobody can see what they're doing. They're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing this, they're doing that. And then boom, they just said it's over. It's over. Mm-hmm. Next, nothing else to see here. Let's just move along. So all the people who had prophesied that President Trump would win in 2020, the conclusion that the church came to immediately is no more prophecy. Yeah. And it's amazing that that happened with Trump. And then now that the resurgence of the prophetic word is coming back also again with Trump, because the word Trump also means a prophetic voice.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, Pastor, is that Joseph Z goes on and he talks about hearing the voice of the Lord. Yeah. And it's so amazing because you went into full depth on this concept when you were talking about the eclipse and the whole Exodus 4:8 scripture.
Come on, sister.
And so he talks about how the parable that Jesus gives of Lazarus going to the pit, and a man is telling him, hey, go back and tell my family that, you know, that God is good, follow after God. And the guy's like, look, if he's not going to, and this is Luke 16:31. He said, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, which is the voice of the Lord, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead.
Wow.
They're not going to believe the sign. Because and Jesus said in Matthew 12:39, that an evil and an adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet.
Wow.
And then you went off on Exodus 4:8, which is April 8th. Then it will be, if they do not believe you nor heed the message of the first sign, maybe they will believe the message of the latter sign.
Yeah.
Well, this is a redo. Mm-hmm. This is like the redemption. This is the redo. This is a review kind of what was happening. And the whole word with the April 8th eclipse was repent, which is all about turning. And you have this incredible word with President Trump turning to dodge the bullet.
Amen.
It's so, like, the word of the Lord is so powerful through this whole event. And it's just the way that he's speaking, the way that he is, like, calling out to his church. It's so obvious. It's so clear. All you have to do is have an eye to see and an ear to hear.
That's a good word, little girl. That is so good. That's a good word. That's amazing. Come on, man. Yeah, it is amazing. Well, it's again, it's a great day to be alive. And listen, by the way, guys, we're not yet to the election yet. And just because the election, if the election happens, and if it happens the way it's supposed to happen, and if it is legit, and if election interference doesn't win the day, and all these different things, still, man, we're not out of the woods yet.
Nope.
We're going to have to walk with God. This nation is so close to Babylon. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And man, the body of Jesus has got to rise up. Listen, the church, everybody's like, well, I don't believe in organized religion. You know what? I blame you for the way our country is going to hell. You think in the name of Jesus that you put down the church. You should celebrate every single church that there is, whether they have two people in it or 2,000 people in it or 2 million people in it, because America will not survive without the church.
Yeah.
America will not survive without the church. The church can survive without America, but America cannot survive without the church.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's a good place just to start bringing this cowboy in.
Perfect.
Right, Ann?
Perfect.
Guys, Pastor David Whitaker, not Whitaker.
Whittington.
What is your last name, dude?
Whittington.
I said Whittier yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds much better. I like Whittier.
No, man.
You can be Whittier than the Whittington.
You are Whittier than most. I will give you that. Okay, so I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever the Lord first started busting loose our ministry and bringing me out of a hidden place and into a place which God kept me hidden for over 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, I was 50 years old before anything that we did actually worked outside of food outreach, prison ministry, and rescuing kids.
I get it.
You know?
I just turned 50.
Did you really?
Yeah. This Friday is my birthday. Going to go into my 51st. So
come on,
I'm excited to celebrate with you.
Yeah, man. Well, we're going to be together at Redemption Ranch for your birthday, man.
Awesome.
Oh, it's going to be a hootin', Annie.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you. Well, okay, so the Lord didn't trust me with what he's trusted me with in my 20s or my 30s or my 40s. He waited until I was in my 50s, and he was really smart to do that. He was smart to do that for a whole bunch of different reasons, but yep. I mean, yeah, man, right on. And so, but then once he did that, I started coming across and meeting guys in places where the eagles gather in these last days in supernatural meetings. Through supernatural means, I started to meet certain people. You're one of those people, Brother Jamie Galloway.
Yeah,
he talks like Scooby Doo to me, and also he's like a big old Labrador Retriever. You know, he's just so happy and he's just so cool and he's so funny. And he told me he goes, hey man, I was in Florida and I was at another ranch out there, and he called me. He goes, hey man, he goes, you got to meet this guy, Pastor David. You got to meet this guy. And so I called you, and then we talked for a long time. You invited me out. I go to your church, and it's like this redemption house. And I'm like, oh, I pull up at your church, dude. Number one, I'd never even been to Annapolis. I'd never been to Maryland. I'd never been to the D.C. area. I've never even been there. But I'm going to be there next week, by the way.
Yes.
I'm speaking to Congress next week, girls.
That's right.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, sir.
It's going to be a redemption road trip. Yeah. It's going
to
be really good.
It is, guys. We have so much awesome media planned for next week I am in D.C. And I'm going to be talking about, I'm fighting human trafficking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be hammering pornography.
Yes, sir.
To hell with pornography.
Amen.
To hell with it. Mm-hmm. Do not make friends with pornography. It's yes, not sir. Our friend. It's after our kids. It's after our marriages. It's after our friends. It's after our nation. To hell with it. Man, people need to rise up and be mad at it.
Yeah.
Come on.
And say, shut it down. Let's go, man. Shut it down. So anyway, before I got really interrupted by a little bit of passion and zeal, praise the Lord. Man, I come out there and you got a beautiful campus. You got a beautiful building. It's awesome. And I can pull it up and you got all these, it's like a little tent city out there. And I'm like, what is all this, man? What is all? Oh, well, this is just where people come and they stay. And like, okay, well, what's that over there? Oh, well, that's our kind of our rehab ministry. And we do this, we do that. What is this? Oh, it's our big old food bank. And it's the way we feed people. I go out to your house. You got a beautiful house. You got a beautiful wife and you got a beautiful house. And you people are crazier than I am. You got all these people living in your house. And I thought I was going out there, David, because you are such a next level.
Look at that gorgeous lady.
I'll tell you, man.
Tracy.
You are such a next level connector guy. I mean, I always see like, you know, world famous people are always preaching at your church and doing all this thing. And then, man, I get out there and you got all the, I'm like, this dude is crazier than I am.
That's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
We're going to have to get some votes online here.
Okay, so tell us about your church. Tell us about your ministry, and tell us about it. Let's go.
Hey, I think before I do that, it's really important that I tell everybody what a crazy cat you are, because, you know, most of you guys know Troy because you're on his broadcast right now, but Troy, he always says, you know, I'm just a Texas bumpkin. But frankly, man, this guy is so brilliant. I didn't get educated. That's what he told me last week. Oh, I wasn't educated. I'm like, man, I don't know what kind of education you were looking for, but Harvard don't give out what you're carrying, brother. So I just want to thank you for carrying the word of the Lord, for being diligent, for having an excellent team, which, of course, is all part of just being genius. And, you know, you're just doing it big for God. I'm so grateful to be here with you guys. And basically, you know, I just want to, before we move on, you were talking about people prophetically making conclusion. Mm-hmm. Back in the Morningstar days and Bob Jones and all those crazy cats, that when I used to learn from those guys, one of the things they'd say is, don't apply what God hasn't told you, the application of the prophetic word.
Mm-hmm. So good.
You get a prophetic word, just say what you see. Don't mm-hmm. say what you think it means, because that's the error. That's what your presumption always leads us into error. But so I'm so grateful to be here. And we just had an incredible time called Freedom Fest. And Freedom Fest was a time to celebrate. We saw a lot of people come out, get free.
Amen.
We had Dan Muller. It's fun guy, man.
That's cool.
You know Todd White. So mm-hmm. Dan came to, we went to see him. I was like, hey, love to see you. Got all these great people. He says, yeah, sounds like you got a lot going on. Probably just put your stuff in the office. I said, man, that's too bad. The people living in my house would really appreciate and really change hearing what you're carrying. Mm. And he goes, he just stopped in his tracks, walking away from me, like kind of put it in at the office, stops. They live in your house? Yeah, about at that time, probably 30, 28 people living in my house with my daughter, my son, and my wife.
We're not talking about cats, okay? We're not talking about that's how many fish is in his aquarium. That's talking about people actually living in his actual home.
Yeah.
And that's legit, which is crazy cool.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah, that. So it's powerful. just a big yes. We came from a tragic drug history background, just totally overwhelmed, overcome. Mm-hmm. Then I get saved in a revival called the Brownsville Revival, and totally changed everything for me. And after that, you know, everybody we met that needed something, they could need anything. I was just talking to the leaders and talking about bringing a prostitute straight off the street on a street near where you'd know the prostitutes are hanging out trying to get business. My wife pulls over in the church van, says, hey, how much would you charge us for 3 hours if we take you to church? And so she paid her full prostitute wages.
That sounds like you.
I mean, come on, man. Yeah. I've actually done that.
You told us.
I've actually done that.
I know you would.
How much you charge an hour? Okay. It's a whole other story.
I just remembered.
But yeah, that's exactly right. And like, come on. And so you actually did that. Yeah. You're like, hey, I'll pay you for 3 hours of your hourly fee if instead of you selling your body, you will actually come to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's, I mean, that's
you're crazier than I am, man.
No, that sounds equal so far. We both. So as we were just kind of growing in the Lord, this is really why I'm talking about Freedom Fest. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the country, where we're headed. Mm-hmm. I think the church needs to rise up, and amen. You know, we need to stop with the judgment, because the Bible says judgment begins in the house of the Lord.
That's right. Wow.
That means I need to look at the plank in my eye. That means I need to take inventory of where I'm at. I need to say, like, am I free? Am I selfish? Am I living the same judgments that I'm pointing my finger at others?
So come on.
You know, yes. I was just with a gang member the other, just a couple of days ago, and he was freaking out. And he's like, are you going to blame all this on me? I was like, I'm not trying to blame nobody. I'm just saying right now, you ain't acting very exemplary. I don't know if the word tweaked him, but he was just like, what does that mean? And I said, you're not being an example. How can you judge someone else without you standing in an exemplary way? Just say, come up here with me, brother. I got something better for you. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. God really wants to call the church so much higher. Freedom is one of my favorite words. Our church is like so passionate about freedom for people. And freedom, it says, it is for freedom that Christ That's has set right. us free.
Amen.
His greatest desire was to take us into a liberty and a freedom mm-hmm. that, hey, I want to set you so free that whatever happens, I want you to know I did that so you could choose what you want in life.
Amen.
You don't even have to choose me. I'm going to set you free to do whatever you want in life. And I just think that's so powerful because ultimately freedom is about coming into the fullness of who you want to be. But the problem is if you don't do it with Jesus, you're going to always mm-hmm. end off the road. Yes, and so I think the church is coming into a reality check, right? Hey, this doesn't satisfy mm-hmm. and that doesn't satisfy. And all these extra things in life don't satisfy. Yes, so we're at this place, this crossroads of really needing to really bring the body of Christ into a place of fullness and wholeness. So, Troy, you freaked me out when you start talking about friendship, because as I was thinking about the word freedom, freedom comes in a way where we take what God's called us to, and he says, I don't want to call you servants anymore. I want to call you friends. And then he says, this is actually it's right here in Galatians 5. He says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh, rather to serve one another and humbly in love. And then he goes on to say, you know, a servant or a slave doesn't live in the house forever. What's interesting is we're all in this time frame when we get to choose, do I want to be a son? Do I want to be a servant? Do I want to be a slave? Mm-hmm. And God is trying to break our desire or even our identity with bondage.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Because we're not supposed to be identified with bondage. We're supposed to be identified with freedom. Yeah. So when you said that about friends, I just
love it. You know, everybody thinks that the highest goal that we could attain to is well done, good and faithful servant, which is wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you, that's not the highest goal. The highest goal is this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. That's so good.
Then, you know, as Romans 8 says, and if we're sons, then that means that we're heirs. We're heirs. Right on. And so people cannot get into that place unless they come into a friendship place first.
Amen.
And in friendship, the Lord really begins to give you his plans and tell you what's going on and explain to you the ways of God. And mm-hmm. then from there, you begin to get a revelation of true sonship. And as many as are led by the Spirit, these are, well, they've actually been given the power to be called the sons of God.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
So good. Yep. You know, when we talk about freedom, there's a price that was paid for freedom, not just freedom for this country. We could talk about that since that's really what we started on here. But Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for freedom. And what's critical is he didn't die for me. He died as me. Completely substituted his life. So he died as me so I could live as him.
Amen.
And that just really opens up the whole thing for your life to be what he paid for. So the way of freedom is really what I felt like on this broadcast. You're tuning in and you say like, Troy's a crazy guy, or I would never bring these people into my house. Well, the thing is, there's a freedom coming to the body of Christ that is radical in its obedience. Mm. You know, when we see the Jesus people, we see communal living, you see no one had lack among them in the book of Acts. The whole body of Christ has gotten into such a silo world that we can't even reach across to the church across the street without trying to see what's wrong with them, instead of saying the nation's jacked up because the church is divided, isolated, and powerless. It's like every cell, every church, we need to be all united. Imagine if we were one.
Amen.
What God could do. So we need to learn to be free, learn to be friends, learn to be in covenant as sons. So I just,
it's a good word, buddy.
I just think that God's doing some incredible things in the body of Christ.
I think he is too. And I think we got good reason to be encouraged.
Yeah.
I I tell everybody, listen, there's a lot of tests that we need to pass. And by the way, there's a lot of tests that the church needed to pass over the over the past 4 years.
Yes, sir.
That failed. The majority of churches fell. Now, let me say this. When I say the majority of churches, I'm not being scornful towards that. What I'm saying is 1/3 of all the churches that were open in the United States January 1st, 2020 are no longer open.
Yeah.
1/3. Right.
Yes, sir.
Literally 1/3. And it's like, are you kidding me? 1/3 fell? Well, but, yeah, it tells us yep. something right there and what category that is of. Now that I've said this, and now that I've said that, I need to say this. Since the advent of the media part of our ministry, and one of the things I've discovered is when we got to have a guest, I got to have them right here.
Oh,
you know, right on. Yeah. I have to do that. It's only our second time to use a studio, and I'm turning over here, and there's not a camera over here. So way, all you guys can see all of my chins, and I don't like that. I have too many chins. It's not actually that. It's just I hate to
turn.
Yeah. I got to turn to see the voice, right? But anyway, with the advent of the media ministry, which is so powerful, and I praise God for the number of people we have at Open Door Church. It's wonderful. It's incredible. But it's a smidgen of what we reach online.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, and then every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which also enables us not just out of financial capital, but out of human capital, which enables us to rescue 11,000 children. Guys, we rescued four kids yesterday. Mm-hmm. Four.
Yes, sir.
And two of them that are mentally challenged girls that the cartel owned, and people have been taking advantage of them because they can't even defend themselves. And now they're going to have a mama, now they're going to have a daddy, and now they're going to get healed, and now they're going to get set free.
Amen.
And the human capital that you have to have for that is you have to have people who are willing to be involved, and people that will jump in, people that will go, that will do the kingdom stuff.
Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, it's wonderful. I love the whole media thing. I'm obviously jumping all over it as much as I can. Now that I've said that, what gets a rise out of people in media is not necessarily the kingdom at all. Mm-hmm. And one of those things is controversy. One of those things is
drama,
anything dramatic, anything that's scandalous. Mm-hmm. And people who are not kingdom people, who are not well-trained in the word of God, but they're trained in media. They see it through a different lens. And any little judgment that comes upon any person, they jump all over it in the name of King Jesus, thinking that their kingdom voice is their media voice. And since that's what works in kingdom, that's what they should do. And I want to just tell you, Psalms 1 is so huge to me right now. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. If everybody on your media thing are the kind of people that jump all over people when there is a controversy, your message is wrong. And the spirit that you're a part of is wrong. It's not, there ain't no way that you're going to get into Psalms 24 if you can't get past Psalms 1. This is a Psalms 24 year. Yes, last year was a Psalms 23 year. This is not a year of Jesus coming into our valley of the shadow of the death.
And
visiting. This is a year of him saying, now you get into my territory. That's Psalms 24. Who can ascend? And most of the body of Jesus cannot even get past Psalms 1.
Yeah, that's right.
And because they have no freedom, because they're bound up, because they're hurt, because their church hurt, because their pastor hurt, because they're this hurt, because they're that hurt. I'm gonna throw this out there and just tell you this: we're not still in the ministry because we've never been hurt. if you can't make it in the pulpit, I should say this: if you can't make it in the pew, I promise you, you wouldn't last 5 minutes in a pulpit.
So true.
And it's like, okay, if you're going to give out your heart, and if you're going to do this, and if you're going to do that, what's real is you live in a constant awareness that everybody is around you, and everybody that you invest in, everybody that you love, everybody you pour into your life. I live with a constant awareness that today might be the day that I never see those people again, ever again.
Yeah. Sometimes they pass away. I've laid on dead bodies in my house. These are the real deal things that go on, and when you're trying to help people, one guy was out of jail. He was in jail for 18 years total. Wow. He was 55 years old, came into my house, dual diagnosed, which means he's in addiction and has mental issues. Tells us his dad taught him from the age of 8 how to heist bank robberies.
Wow.
And so he's a pretty jacked up dude. So he tells me, well, the Bible says, and this is his first day in the house, trust no man. And I said, bro, that's crazy. I'm trusting you with my wife, mm-hmm. my kids,
exactly,
everything I own. I mean, you're trusting me with your underwear drawer. So
yeah,
maybe this is the place for you. If you're telling me I shouldn't trust nobody, if I use you, your Bible, I should probably say you probably don't belong here because I'm trusting you and you're saying you can't trust back. So and the next day he says, hey, I'm trying to get out of here. I'm looking for a place. I said, I don't want you to leave, but you're saying this. And what's happening is we're gauging everything by the lens of how we've been hurt.
Yeah.
Talk about pain when somebody dies and their whole family attacks you as if you could have kept it. Their family couldn't keep track of the person, couldn't handle the person, couldn't help the person. Now you're trying to help them and the whole family attacks you or whatever. You know, these stories go on and on. Church hurt? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was easy stuff. Yeah. Like, you just kind of like,
yes,
okay, I'm doing my best here to serve in this ministry. But then doing your best and watching people that you love pass away or people that you love get twisted up by the enemy. And instead of talking to you, they talk to everybody but
correct.
You. Yes. Craziest times we're living in. Like, I can't even say what I want to say, but I'll just say, get some gumption. That sounds pretty, sounds fair enough. I can say it that way. Okay. Get some gumption, men, women.
Yes.
Get some gumption and talk to the person you got an issue with because that's what it's all about. Because I will never be closer to Troy than the day I say, hey, Troy, you said this, rub me wrong. Troy says, man, I didn't mean that. And I'm like, oh. And then all of a sudden, we're that much closer because now we understand each other at a deeper level. He knows I'm willing to say what's on my heart.
So
and I'm not some guy that's going to harbor feelings and I'm unsafe. So it's huge. It's huge. I can't emphasize that enough. To everybody out there, you had church hurt. Get that stuff right so that God can get you back in position.
Yes.
So if you there's two things that you just said that is so huge, and the first one is this: when you said, if there's a situation, I say to you, Pastor David, I say something, and then you go, "Hey, man, that really rubbed me wrong. That really hurt me." And I go, "Well, that's not what I meant to say." Okay, we make that right. The reason why that is because we want everybody to judge us by our intentions.
Oh no.
And we judge everybody else by what actually happened. Like, no, it doesn't matter what actually happened. You just judge me according to my intentions. But make no mistake about it, I will judge you severely according to what actually happened. And that right there is an unjust weight, and it's an abomination to the Lord. And then the second thing that you said, what was it? There was something brilliant I was going to say, and I lost it.
Was it the get some gumption?
No, that was first.
Yeah, that one was first, but there was something else that was in there, and I don't know. I was scared I was going to miss the first part, so but that's not on you, bro. That's on me. The bottom line is, man, Psalms, if you want to walk in Psalms 24 this year, friends, you have to be able to get past Psalms 1. Oh, I know what it was. You were talking about forgiveness. Okay, if you've been church hurt, you need to know that America will not survive without the church.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
America is great because Americans are good. And as soon as Americans are no longer good, there is no more greatness. And that comes from the church. So you need to get into the church thing. Okay. And all this really cool trendy talk, I don't believe in, I only believe in unorganized chaos. I don't believe in the organized church. Mm-hmm. You're on crack. And so I know that there's a lot of things that are really wrong with the church. I've been pastoring a church for 29 years. And I know, believe me, I have been, I know, I could give you my history of church. I mean, I literally have been called out in front of the entire church of pastors. My pastor got thrown out of his denomination for standing up with me. Mm-hmm. I have been a part of church since I got saved in 1986. And boy, I tell you what, it's a mess, but it's a mess because people are involved in it. Yep. But there where the eagles gather.
Amen.
Where the eagles gather is where the body is.
Amen.
That's where it is. Mm. So I want to just really encourage people to rethink that and just go, what can I do to help the church, the American church? What can I do? Guys, here in just a minute, we're going to go behind the veil.
Yes.
And as we go behind the veil and we continue our discussion with Pastor David, I'm telling you, I feel the Lord in all of this today. He is here today. Some of the notes that Connie has come up with, this whole thing, 115, this being a 115 event that took place.
Brilliant.
On Saturday is so huge. It was 115 days from the day that President Trump was clipped in the ear, the year of the Malchus miracle, to 11-5, 115, 115, which is the November election day. Mm-hmm. And friends, we need to pray that this is an election day, not an election season this next year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right on. It's supposed to be election day. It's not supposed to be election season. Jeez. And so, yes, guys, we have to pray that. Yes. Another thing, too, that you pointed out that I thought was so brilliant is, guys, catch this. Since October the 7th, there on this very day, there are still 115 Israelis hostages in Gaza.
Wow. Mm.
5 Americans and 115 others. Jesus. Friends, this is a word, guys. How we stand with Israel matters. Like, if you say that you believe that Jesus is king, but if you refuse to stand with Israel, you don't believe it. Because when Jesus comes back to put his foot on terra firma, he ain't coming back for the church. He's coming back with the church, and he's coming back for the nation of Israel. One of the things that people miss is that when Moses came down, and he came down with the word of God, he literally established by God Almighty that God was the king of Israel. He was the king of Israel. And they're like, well, okay, but there were other kings. There was other kings, but they were stewards of the kingship. And then Jesus said, and then by the way, as soon as the cloud left, that meant that the glory had departed and he was no longer the king. Okay? Wow. Mm-hmm. When Jesus comes back, he's coming back on a cloud, in a cloud. And that means I am the king of Israel.
Amen.
That is what that means. It's the Shekinah glory cloud. That is what that is. Mm-hmm. And Jesus even said that himself whenever Pontius Pilate, you know, he's being so bad, and he's being so tough, and he's being so cool. And he's like, you know, man, I've got all this authority. You know, I could kill you. And he said, brother, you wouldn't have any authority at all unless my father gave it to you. And he said, well, okay, then do you say that you're the king? He said, you say it. And then Jesus said, and you said it rightly. Mm-hmm. I am the king of Israel.
Amen.
That's what King Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, the Roman punk. And when he comes back, he's not coming back to be nice. Mm-mm. He's coming back to rule and to reign. Amen. Church, repent. If you don't get off script and turn, you will not dodge the bullet. And that is the message of last Sunday. Mm. So guys, we're going to close up here.
I got something for you. These 5 Americans, right?
Yep.
Do you find it interesting that 5 being the number of grace?
Yes, sir.
And America connecting with those Israelites. So everything you just said, I saw that partnership, the critical nature of partnership with the plans and purposes of God. Yes, God's people, God's plan, and connecting with that grace, there's grace released for America as we continue in that journey. So I think that's just brilliant.
That's great. Awesome. That is so good. Guys, listen, if you're watching on ODX.TV, here in just a second, we're going to continue this broadcast exclusively for our Stage 2 and our Stage 3 participants, those special partners that help me rescue boys and girls out of sexual slavery, and then get all of this content, including all the different shows I've been on this week. Guys, we've already loaded those things up. It's the one-stop shop for all of our video content, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And guys, we're adding to it daily. You can look in there. Guys, my atomic Bible studies. I'm going to be finishing up this coming Sunday my bad motor scooter sermon series.
That's right? What's up, Baron?
I'm wearing a bad motor scooter shirt second.
Cool. That's fine.
And I'm going to be finishing up that this coming Sunday. And then, but anyway, all of that stuff is there. It's all located at odx.tv. And next week, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C.
Yay.
Guys, we're doing the Pulse at a special time.
At 3 p.m. And we will be announcing, there will be a link. So we'll be all weekend promoting 3 p.m., not 1 p.m., but 3 p.m.
On Tuesday and Wednesday.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, yes, sir.
from Big Time Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm speaking to the International Summit Against Human Trafficking, which is in the Capitol building, and Congress and senators are going to be there. Right. I was invited back, which I was shocked. I'm serious.
No, yeah, no. I remember.
I walked out and said, that's a one and done. Yeah, you know all about it. Were you there with me last year? I can't remember.
But you told us how it went and how it was not the time that you were supposed to be up. Everything was time.
Everything was kind of out of whack, but that's mm-hmm. okay. I mean, there was incredible people there. And yes. It was awesome. And then the little girl that spoke to me, I was the last speaker on the first day, and I was the first speaker on the second day. The first should be last, and last should be first.
Amen.
Hey, Troy, as we transition, I think it's worth to every person out there really recognizing your journey is so unique because you just followed the Lord like a madman, and through your pursuit of just doing what you saw God wanting to do, seeing someone drinking out of a green water on the side of the road or clipping grass clippings and saying, we got to do something here. We got to do something because God would do something. Mm. Tonight, I'm actually talking about the power of compassion, but I want to just remind everybody out there, if you begin to follow the heartbeat of Jesus, everything in your heart will flourish. And these things that you're hearing from him are supposed to be alive for you. I think freedom is walking in your calling mm-hmm. so that you can celebrate. So that's why there's envy in the body. That's why there's mm-hmm. so much schisms, because we're trying to figure out why it's okay for me to be docile, me to be doing nothing, because I have to try to put someone else down instead of just stepping into my God-given assignments mm-hmm. and God-given moments and those things where God shows me, do this. And I'm just like, yes, God, there's a yes in my heart. And I believe, Troy, you've done that so well. Mm-hmm. And when you see your journey and you see how God's opened these doors and you see how people are starting to really come around the mission that God's put on your heart, it really showcases the very heartbeat of what God wants to do. You're a city set on a hill and you cannot be hidden. And I believe God not just wants to continue that in this ministry, but continue to encourage you. Seeing him run his race should encourage us all. We're going to do it big for Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, brother. Thank you so much for that. And dude, pot meet kettle. Your yes for Jesus is so huge, and the difference that you make and having compassion upon people and your willingness to be able to say, no, listen, we're going to live with them. We're going to do life with them. We're going to walk people all the way through. Yesterday we rescued two little girls yesterday, and they're both severely mentally challenged. And so they have been trafficked. They've been prostituted. And I don't know if they're mentally challenged because of their trauma or if they're mentally challenged because they actually were, and then that just makes them easier to take advantage of. I don't know. But when I think about their rescue, to me, it's not undone until they are fully restored,
yes.
fully healed, fully grown up, and become rescuers themselves.
Amen.
That's actually when it's done.
Empowering.
And yeah.
Empowering others to do what God's called them to do.
Right on.
Amen.
I love when you say that that's the vengeance of the Lord.
It is the vengeance mm-hmm. of the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's what vengeance is supposed to look like.
Amen.
That's it, the so places good. Where you have been defeated in, you become a bad motor scooter. Mm-hmm. That's what the you don't remain a victim and lash out as a victim.
No.
Man, you own that piece of property.
Amen.
You own it. And that's what the vengeance of the Lord looks like. Oh, amen. So good. So good. Well, friends, I'm gonna let the girls finish up here. And if mm-hmm. you're watching on ODX.TV, if you are, you don't gotta do anything. Mm-hmm. Just stay right there. Because once we cut the broadcast across all of our social media platforms, then we can talk in ways that might otherwise get us censored. And we don't want to do that. And then I'm going to tell you some cool stuff. This guy is really something else. So how do we finish up here?
So just a reminder, on ODX.TV, it is his recent sermons where he's been at. Also, if you want to join us in this fight and stand with King Jesus and TBM and ODX, you can call 877-413-0888. 8. And also you can mail us. There is a new P.O. box that a lot of people didn't know, but it's 3775. It'll come out on the screen. Burleson, Texas, 76097. Again, join us. Let's come together as a body, as a church. I love what Pastor across here said. We need to be in unity. We need to be in one voice and one accord.
Hey, can I say this?
Yes.
Can I say this, sweetie? I'm going to look into the camera and tell you this. Guys, I'm not praying for... I want to just say this. I'm praying for millions and millions of dollars. Like, you can't get on there and say that. I am going to say that because it ain't going to me. Every single time that we rescue a child, we are taking on an additional $1,200 a month.
Yes.
And we rescue, you know, 10, 20 kids a month. And I want you guys to do the math. I want you guys to do the math, all the math on that. I'm not speaking this out of a great want. I'm not speaking this out of a great need. I'm speaking out of this because if not us, then who?
Yeah.
If we're not going to continue to do this, guys, we just rescued our 11,000th child, and we have over 4,000 children under our care at this very moment. If we don't step this up and rescue 100,000 kids, if we don't step this up and rescue 500,000 or a million kids, who do you trust to do that? Do you think that the United Nations is going to show up and do that? Do you think Hollywood is going to come to their rescue? Sir. Do you think that the Muslims of the world are going to unite and they are going to combat slavery? Mm-hmm. Really? Do you think that the unorganized church in America is going to do that? Mm-mm. No, they're not going to do that. This needs to be the cause of the body of King Jesus. So I want to encourage you guys to join us in this fight. Go to odx.tv or you can call us at 877-413-0888.
So good.
That's awesome. I feel the Lord on it. I'm I'm not going to be scared to do that because I'm not after people's money. I'm after seeing people delivered out of slavery, sexual slavery.
Amen.
I'm talking about straight up pornography, children. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, if you're not going to be moved to that, I don't know what's going to move anybody. Mm-hmm. I thank God, guys. We have thousands of partners. And so we have thousands of people at ODX that partner with us and are so awesome. And I love you guys. So if you guys are still hanging in there, don't go anywhere. Miss Connie, do we need to finish anything else?
Yes. We want to remind everyone that right now, your God and Country bundle is available. So that's another way that you can partner with the ministry. And it's all of Pastor Troy's teaching on our country, how our country was founded on a godly covenant. The godly men that were involved with the Declaration of Independence, like the first 56 words of, or the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, the 56 most quoted and well-known words of the Declaration of Independence. It's so powerful.
Here's the first 56. I just opened up the Bible.
The study guide.
It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men were created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain uninalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's the first 56 words.
So powerful.
Of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. And today's the 56th episode. Come on. And we're talking about freedom. Come on, brother.
So that's available. You can go on to odx.tv and you'll be able to go to the shop tab and it'll take you directly to the shop. The bundle is posted. You can choose to get the whole bundle, which is just about $50, or you can check out the different variations. Or you can call us at 877-413-0888 and get more information that way. But just be aware, guys, that that is a powerful, valuable resource. The bundle includes the digital downloads, the study guide, and the physical CDs and DVDs. So if you are interested at all, please go check it out on ODX. And that's just another way that you can partner with us, especially if you aren't signed up with us yet as a partner on ODX.tv.
All right, guys, listen, we're going to go behind the veil. I want to encourage you to join us at ODX.tv or in person here tonight as Pastor David is actually going to be preaching the Word of God here tonight. I promise you, you're going to love him. He's preached here before, and we actually invited him back, so that ought to tell you something. All right. Guys, I love you guys so much. I call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Let's go behind the veil. Boom.